there's a link for self-building. You can click on that, and inshallah, the video link is active, and you can watch the video of today's discussion. And also, it gives you the option to submit your questions to Malana as the video is playing. So please do take advantage of those resources, and you can email us the questions, and inshallah, at the end of the today's discussion, Malana can answer any questions that our audience may have. And before we get to the discussion, just a couple of announcements. First of all, as we've been mentioning for the last several weeks now, inshallah, this year's Muslim Congress 7th Annual Conference will be held in Kansas City, Missouri on the weekend of July 2nd, July 3rd, which is July 4th weekend. The registration is available, and it's active if you visit MuslimCongress.org. You can find out more information about that. And the theme for this year's conference is the divine concept of freedom, which is based on the struggle of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And you can visit, again, MuslimCongress.org for more information about what the speakers will be, the type of workshop that will be held, other services, such as Heavenly Mass, and just 360, which will sort of also be taking part at the conference. So please do register early. It is a holiday weekend, July 4th weekend, and travel costs tend to go up as the day approaches. So we encourage everyone to register early and encourage your family and friends to register and make their travel arrangements in advance so that we can get them taken care of before the conference. And as we mentioned, these discussions are recorded. So please do keep your line muted if you are in an area where there is background noise or anything of that nature. Please do keep your line muted so that it's not disturbing the audience and the Maulana. And last week we concluded our discussion on the subject of leadership through the Holy Quran with Maulana Azhar Mehdi. If you missed any part of those discussions, I was just told that all of those have been uploaded to the self-building website. So if you visit MuslimCongress.org and through the self-building link, you can navigate to the webpage where all those discussions are uploaded. If you missed any of those, you can go back and listen to those at your own leisure. And if you have any suggestions for future topics which you might feel the audience can benefit from, or something you have a question about, please don't hesitate to email us at selfbuilding.mc@gmail.com. Again, that's selfbuilding.mc@gmail.com. You can email us your suggestions, your comments. If there's a topic you wish to be discussed, you can email us that. If there's something else you can do to further improve and enhance this service, please email us so that we can incorporate that into our schedule. Inshallah, we'll start today's discussion with Maulana Hershabiri. Maulana, if you can hear me, if you're on the line, if you can unmute yourself, and I can give you a time warning when it's getting close to the end. Again, today's discussion is also being broadcast by video, so if you visit MuslimCongress.org and go from the main page for the self-building link, you can watch the video on the
unmuted.
Your family and friends to take part in these discussions and spread the word for this discussion.
Salaam alaikum.
Alright, so
Salman,
whenever you're ready to start.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
How long is that for time? Can you tell us time?
40 minutes. Inshallah, I'll give you a warning when it's close to time.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. وعلى صحبه المنتجبين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال First of all, I would like to say salam and greeting to brothers and sisters who are participating today in this video conference. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless our meeting and this session, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us special knowledge and inspire us with the wisdom. I am starting discussion about the family role in Islam. First of all, when we look at the society, and as the human being is a social being, about the human being, it is said that it is a creature that is social being. It is not individual being. And society is combination of individuals. But society, when we look at the meaning, it means that people, those who are related socially, those who have a close relation between each other, and that can be considered as a society. And there can be several types of the relations within the society. One of the relation that is very basic relation, that is relation of the family, relation between household. And then this relation, it goes and it is going to be built up, and there can be a tribe, a group of people or group of families, or a large family when they are combined, and when they are together at that time, it can be considered as a qabila, as a tribe. The people, they are related with any purpose of family. And third type of the group that also can be considered in relation with society, it becomes nation. Nation also, it is described the people, those who have same aims, same purposes, and same interests, and they are close. For example, if there are various families with the same purpose and with the same interests, in that case they will be considered as a nation. So we can understand that the concept of a nation, concept of tribe and society, it starts from a social being. And if we like to live as a social being, it is important that we need to establish a family. And a family in Islam is a very important entity, because it is foundation. It is the beginning of human life. If we look in Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says about various signs, and one of the most important signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in Surah Mubarakah An-Nur by saying وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And that one of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this world, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from your souls and yourselves azwaj, pairs. We look in this verse of Quran and we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and when we look at the nature of the life of human being, it is created as azwaj, to live in pair, to live in the form of two. And azwaj, that means there is two type of these zawjiyat. One is instinctual zawjiyat, instinctual pairness, a natural pairness, and there is another type of the being pair. It is after by law and according to the Sharia. So that means izdivaj and tazweej. And marriage can be two types of the marriage. One is natural marriage or instinctual marriage, or living in a sense that they cannot live without each other. Living in zawjiyat is one of the needs of a human being, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in that form. من آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا. So this is actually a verse that speaks about the creation. Khilqat is khilqat azwaj. Khilqat is in the form of zawjiyat. لتسكنوا إليها. Though you can have comfort from one another. So that means to live in a comfortable life, to live with satisfaction, it is necessary that there has to be an establishment of zawjiyat, being pair. And then it is said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created fondness and rahmat and mercy between both. So there are two types of things that we can see in this verse. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we have created in the sense of both a pair, and second, that we have designed a love and fondness and mercy. So there is one element that is designated in the life of human being, and that is love and fondness. That means that is ja'li, it is with our agreement. That comes when we get agree upon to be married, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide mawaddat and rahmat through that agreement of the marriage. And at the end it's been said, inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqaumin yatafakkarun. And if you look at that, surely there are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people who do tafakkur, and those who ponder on this matter, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. So, dear brothers and sisters, when we look at this verse, we can understand that the foundation of the society that is being laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created the human being in the form of a pair. And now if we like to live within this world also, it is important that we have to base our foundation accordingly. And Sharia, if it is based, that is based on our instinctual needs, on our natural needs, those needs have to be fulfilled. Although when we look at fiqh, it has said that marriage itself is mustahab, it is recommended. Or it has been said, an-nikahu sunnati, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, an-nikahu sunnati, kumar raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. The marriage is a sunnah, it is my tradition. But in some of the cases, marriage may become wajib also. But in the beginning, as basically when we like to look at marriage and concept of marriage, yes, it is an option. It's not something being forced, or it's not wajib. And it is highly recommended. But when we look at the hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him, as he said that مَا بُنِيَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بَنَاءً أَحَبُّ مِنَ النِّكَاحِ. that in Islam there is no such a principle, there is no such a foundation within Islam that can be said the most beloved foundation, the most likely foundation and the principle within Islam, and that is foundation of nikah. The principle of nikah, of course, it is highly recommended within Islam, and that is why Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged by saying al-nikah sunnah, it is my tradition, it is my sunnah, and the people should follow the sunnah of Prophet peace be upon him. But as I have said that in some of the cases it may become wajib. When it can be wajib, in the cases when there is ihtimal, there is an assumption that a person may get involved into haram, and he may fell into haram, in that case it is wajib, and obviously the person has to take action and to avoid from haram, and it is obligatory, of course, if we are approaching to something that is being considered haram in Sharia, we have to avoid from that. For example, if there is something that we like to eat and we understand that it's haram, it is wajib to avoid from that as well. Any other haram is also same. Similarly, if a person is falling into the action that is not allowed in Sharia, so in Muqaddimah, forwarding toward that, a step forward toward that action will become haram also, and it will become wajib, that person has to avoid from that. And if avoiding becomes wajib, and marriage can be one of the sources to avoid from that haram, in the opposite side it will become wajib, that any step has to be taken that the person can avoid from falling into haram. So that is why it is said that in those cases marriage will become wajib. For example, if male and female got closer and their relation is being built, and they are close to commit an haram, in that case it is wajib that they both have to establish a relation. That relation can give them opportunity that they can avoid from haram and they can live according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear brothers and sisters, we can understand that the beginning of the family, it is highly recommended in Islam, and living in a social life, that is also being encouraged in Islam, that Islam wants to have establishment of the family, establishment of society, and society, as I've said in the beginning, that society, that means a related group, a group that has close relation. Those type of groups, those who do not have any sort of relation between themselves, of course, cannot be considered as a society. They may call that as a society, but it cannot be considered as a society. A society has several links, several relations. Socially interactive society can be considered as society, and that starts, of course, from marriage. And if it starts from marriage, then we need to look at the purpose of the marriage. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to have a marriage? Why a family has to be established? A family, it has to be established that with this establishment we can live in a comfort, as in verse it has been described. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the verse لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Though there can be two important aims of the marriage. Life in this world is difficult, and living individually in this world, it is difficult, and we are all heading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our aim is to reach up to the perfection, and we need to live socially. We need to have the people, those who can help us. And if one person cannot approach up to the perfection individually, it is important for him or her that they have to take assistance. And if they like to assist both one another, they can reach to the perfection through this relation, definitely it will be encouraged. Comfort of life itself is not an aim, but comfort of life is an aim that through this comfort of life we can achieve that perfection. And main goal is perfection, reaching before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we state in the verse, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un, that we are all heading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our final destination is, of course, reaching before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now if we understand that this comfort and having in relation through the marriage is one of the needs of the society, and especially by living in the countries where this need may become more important, the societies which are based on lusts and desires, the society is full of the desires, the society that encourages the lusts and desires within the community, over there it becomes an obligation that one has to act upon that and live according to the Sharia. And in order to achieve that piety, because if we like to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be a perfect human being, we need to live with piety. And piety cannot be achieved unless one act as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked. We do not know what it means when we think about the piety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the direction of the piety, what it needs, that when we say piety, the sincerity that is being required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to have a pious family system, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have a house and a family which is based on the piety and which is purified family. When we look at the verses again in Surah Mubarakah An-Nur, it says, وَفِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَيُسَبَّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. That in the houses that are the houses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted to be raised, as it's been said, أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted that those houses has to be raised. Houses can be raised with the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. Those qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned about the houses. Raising the house, it does not mean raising the building of house, of course. Raising, for example, materialistic life of the house. It does not mean that placing lots of means within the house that is going to be make this house as a raised house. A house with little means can be raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a house with larger means, maybe it is going to be lower before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us see how a house and the foundation of house can be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah has said, أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ, Allah has permitted that it has to be raised. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ, that is a house where the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being remembered. That means a family with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a house with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a house with the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a close communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah, that means prayers, du'as, Quran, recitation of Quran. And remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means in their complete life, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been established. It became in practice. Remembrance does not mean only with the tongue, but in whole their life, that there is a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invocation is being practiced. There is something wajib, they try to follow that obligation, and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is something haram, they try to avoid from that, and while they like to avoid, they avoid remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is something recommended and mustahab at that time also, they try to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they remember Allah. If there is anything optional, then also they don't like to make any option for them available unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them. So that means their mubahat and their options are options of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They live with the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they live in this world that their life and death is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is being said that وَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that our life and death, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means everything in this world that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means it is يُذْكَرُ فِي هَسْمُهُ, that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being remembered in their life. وَيُسَبَّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, and they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tasbih, tasbih, that means glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This glorifying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a practice in their houses day and night. That during the days and night, the morning and the afternoon, the evening, all the time they are in tasbih. Tasbih does not mean that just after the prayer, one of the practice that is highly recommended, that following the path of the great lady, the daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, as she had recommended, and she used to do that, and she made first time tasbih. Tasbih was made by the soil that she had taken from the grave of Shuhada, and the grave of Hazrat Hamza. When she went to Ziyarat of Hazrat Hamza, she took a little soil from that, and she made the tasbih. And that tasbih, of course, has two dimensions. One, that she wanted to remember the Shaheed. She wanted to keep in her life the soil of Shaheed. That is why it is recommended that the tasbih has to be with khak shifa, with the soil that is soil from Karbala. At the time of Hazrat Zahra, there was Sayyidu Shuhada, and that Sayyidu Shuhada is Hazrat Hamza, salamullah alayh. And in our time today, Sayyidu Shuhada is Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And regarding and the personality of Shaheed, one of the most important regard that we need to respect that soil where the blood of the Shaheed had fallen. And today our Shia school of thought and Jafri school of thought recommends to do sajda on that soil to give regards to the Shaheed. And it recommends to use tasbih, even tasbih with the soil of Karbala, with the khak, which is khak from Karbala. But it does not mean only to have that tasbih during the day, for example, once or twice. Glorification and the tasbih, it means it becomes practical in the life of a mu'min. Everything in this world does tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Quran has mentioned, Im min shay'in illa yusabbahu bihamdi. Is there anything in this world that you can find it does not do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything, it does tasbih that we cannot recognize. We may not be able to understand how is tasbih of trees, how the birds, they do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, its tasbih is according to their own nature. Birds, they have tasbih, it's only because as they are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked them to do tasbih. That means follow in their own nature, live according to the nature that Allah has provided. And naturally, human beings, instinctually, of course, they do tasbih. Our blood is busy in tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a flowing within the body and circulation within the body. It is with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the nature, it is busy in tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that glorification, it has been said, يُسَبَّحَ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآثَارِ يُسَبَّحَ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآثَارِ, that they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means with intention. They are always in tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always look at the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say Subhanallah. Subhanallah, that does not mean only with the tongue, but with their life. Whenever they look at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time they glorify Allah. Even if it is recommended that when we stand in front of the mirror and look at our own face, at that time also we should do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we like to sit to have a meal, at that time we should start Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is one of tasbih. When we end our food, at that time we need to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is another tasbih. That means a house and a family becomes enlivened with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of the life of family, and that is how a family can be flourished. And tasbih during the day and night, in the morning and the evening. When it's been said, bil ghudubi wal asar, it is just like a phrase that day and night. It does not mean only ghudub, it means that in the morning, and asal in the evening. It also does not mean that only in the morning and the evening, but it's like a phrase that day and night they are busy with the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means for their life, it is with the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tasbih that we practice after namaz, that is a symbol. And prayer also, it is a symbolic prayer. It means that we pray before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can continue living with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, in whole our life, we need to live with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are distracted just once in a life and we went out of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely our life is destroyed, and that is the point that we will not be able living with the faith. A faith is a continuous faith. So dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the concept of a family within Islam and within Quran, then we can understand that the aim for establishment of a family life, it is said to have a comfort, and comfort itself, it has another aim, and that is aim of the perfection, to reach up to the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes and do tafakkur in this world, following the path of love and mercy, living within a warm family. It is one of the most important requirement of the Islamic family. جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So inshallah, in future we will speak about those important elements of the establishment of family. If it is based on مَوَدَّةً and rahma, then it can be the family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has required. And for the sake of having that love and mercy, As I have said, that those are important elements that we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our creation is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Funness, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else can provide that mawaddat and rahmah. We are not able to achieve that mawaddat and rahmah unless we are connected with the source of mawaddat and rahmah. If one and family is connected and related with the source of mercy, the source of mawadda, then this establishment will be based on that source, and it will be based on mawadda and rahma. Otherwise, there will be a destruction. Otherwise, there cannot be that love, and there cannot be that warmness, and family without that warmness cannot survive. And the reason that today we can see there are plenty of divorces, there is no satisfaction in the life, we don't see those families that Islam wanted, and especially living with the West, it becomes a challenge for the people that they can live in a warm family. And they have a wish sometimes that, oh my God, if we could have a good family system, and if we could have love within the family. And some families, you find that they don't see each other. One leaves in the morning, another comes in the evening, and then that is a continuous life. They don't have any time to interact with each other. There is no blessing within the life. The reason, because dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being taken from this family, and this family is not based on the values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to establish within the community. Inshallah, in ongoing discussion, I would like to discuss about manners within the family, and also in the next session I will discuss about marriage and its requirements, and then we will go ahead and complete our discussion within next two sessions. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide this opportunity that we can base our community with a warm family, and we can have a family that is a pious family that is based on the values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us. If there is any question, then I can discuss that question at this point. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much for that, Maulana. Again, as Maulana mentioned, at this time, if there are any questions regarding today's discussion on the role of family in Islam, please unmute your line by pressing star 6. And ask Maulana your question. Also, Maulana, as he mentioned, this is an ongoing discussion, and you know, if you have any questions that come up during the week, please do email us at selfbuildingmc@gmail.com, and inshallah, Maulana can answer the question in the next session. That was sent to me by text message, and I'll just read that out to you.
Yes.
And inshallah, you can answer it for the audience.
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes.
There was one question submitted by text message, and I'm just going to read that out to you.
Okay, what is that? Can you read that?
Yeah, the question is, in the community where if there's no alim, what resource, you know, can the people use, the young people, I guess, the people who are getting married, as like a guidance when it comes to marriage?
Yes. Dear brothers, today there are many resources available. Many of scholars, they have gone through the courses of the marriage, and I know that on the website you can find some of the courses from Maulana Sayyid Abbas area, and also there are presentations that have been presented by Maulana Sayyid Zaki Bakri and rest of the ulama. Of course, if you find and figure out within the website, you find that there are courses available. And it is important that before we get married, one needs to go through some education and training, because if we get married without any education and training, then we will be experiencing in all our life. And it is said that experience itself is the knowledge, but that comes after a while, that when you go through the experiences and face the experiences, face the challenges, and then you would be able to have a good establishment. And until that time, we wasted a lot. It is really important that those candidates who want to get married, it is important for them that they have to take advice, they have to see the training that is needed. And also, if they like, they can have seminars in their cities, and they can invite ulama, those who can speak about the marriage and its requirements and its conditions. That is another source that they can use. There are books being published from great scholars from Qom and our Mujtahideen, those who have written the books on this doctrine of marriage. And you can find plenty of the resources within websites, and also within the books and scholars' life. We should try to search that. As we, you know, when we live in this community, if we need to know about anything, then we try and search everywhere. For example, for the registration of a marriage in this country, what are the requirements for that? Don't we go for the court, for example? We like to see what are the rulings, see any attorney. Same must be the procedure when we like to get married according to Islam. Then also we need to see requirements of Islam. We need to see what are the important conditions for the candidates and spouses. And after that, if we get married, definitely it will be more blissful, and we will see the result in our life. Aim is very important.
Another question,
yes,
which was sent by text message. Is there anything recommended that a family can do together at home? Is there some things that they can do that are recommended that they should do together?
Yes, there are certain things that are being recommended. For example, if they can pray together in congregation, because Jamaat is recommended, that we need to pray in congregation. It is highly recommended. If we cannot go in the masjid, then definitely we need to try to have Jamaat at home. And if there is somebody who is good in Qiraat, and somebody can go through all the ahkam of prayer, and he can keep himself as a pious person, then definitely the rest of the family can follow him, and they can have congregation prayer. Another thing that is being said, if your du'as cannot be accepted, if you sit together and ask your children to be with you, and the whole family sit together, that is one of the best ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as. So that means Allah wants that family get together and recite du'as. It is also recommended that sitting together, eating together, all those things that can create love within the family and make the family a warm, that is definitely recommended.
Thank you very much for that, Mulana. Again, if anyone has any questions regarding today's discussion on family life, please unmute your line by pressing *6. And in the meanwhile, Mulana, I'll quickly check the email in case there's any email questions.
Okay.
And again, for any of our audience who joined us a little late, these discussions are recorded, and inshallah they will be uploaded to the website within a couple of days of today's discussion. And you can visit MuslimCongress.org, and through the self-building link, you can go back and listen to the prior podcast, today's or any that we've had previously.
Just for the reference, for brothers and sisters, in the past when I visited Detroit, I had some majalis about the role of the family within Quran. They can visit the website of Zainabiya, and also I think it's been placed in the Shia TV. They can see those majalis as well.
There are no questions on the email, so inshallah we can conclude today's discussion.
Okay.
And again, thank you to Maulana for his efforts and taking part in this discussion. Inshallah he'll be here over the next several weeks to continue the discussion, and inshallah our audience can join us. Maulana, do you have any closing comments?
Thank you very much. I would recommend that what we need to do, that we need to read articles about family system within Islam, and if there are any questions or brothers and sisters, those who are facing real problems outside, and even if some of brothers, those who are participating, if they know that some families are facing some sort of problems outside, if they address that and bring that up as a question, inshallah I will try to answer accordingly, and if I cannot, I will search about that, I will see it, and then answer about that question.
Thank you very much, Maulana. Again, as Maulana mentioned, he's offering his services for anyone who has any questions. Please make use of his time, inform your family and friends. If they have any questions regarding this discussion on family and marriage and family role in Islam, please do email us at selfbuilding.mc@gmail.com, and inshallah we can have Maulana address your question. If it's a personal question, we can facilitate a personal discussion with him as well. So please do take advantage of this opportunity. We have a great resource in Maulana who should be with us. So please do take advantage of this. And inshallah we'll see everyone here next week, in time to continue this discussion on family life in Islam. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alaykum As-salamu alaykum.